Dr. Amara Holt found the first false provenance letter in a footnote no cataloger should have missed, which meant someone had wanted it missed on purpose. Boston Special Collections after hours smelled of paper, dust, and rain on brick. The reading lamps made small islands of yellow light in a sea of dark shelves. Her late father's working papers sat in a Hollinger box labeled Holt Gift/Internal, a gift that had been celebrated in a glossy donor newsletter and never, until tonight, opened with suspicion. Amara wore cotton gloves out of habit more than need. The cipher was his old pencil habit, page numbers that jumped, then returned, spelling a second map under the first. She had watched him do it when she was 12, inventing treasure hunts in the margins of his desk copies. She had thought it was play. It had been practice. She decoded three lines before her hands went cold. Asterisk letter of gift, 1998, is theater. True seller, Pike. True owner, never asked. Asterisk. Amara did not swear. She photographed the note under desk light, then logged the box into a temporary hold under her own staff number. Obsession, in her profession, began as procedure. She wrote the time, the box ID, the reason for hold in language dull enough to survive a FOIA request. Dull language was a kind of armor. Jules appeared in the doorway with a juice cup and a look that said Amara's face had already confessed. Provenance teeth? Jules asked. My father's, Amara said. And they are still biting. Jules set the cup down without drinking. How bad? Bad enough that I am not shelving this box. Bad enough that I am going to spend the next week looking stupid on purpose while I check every thank you letter in the Holt gift. Looking stupid on purpose is how we stay employed, Jules said. Want a witness on the hold? Yes. Amara peeled off one glove, signed the temporary log, and passed the pen. If anyone asks, this is a routine condition check. It is, Jules said, signing. Until it is not. After Jules left, Amara stayed. She pulled the 1998 gift file and laid the letter of authenticity beside a dealer invoice with a Cambridge return address. The paper stock matched. The signature flourishes matched a style she had seen in three other found volumes her father had praised in lectures as miracles of the trade. Outside, rain turned the alley gutters into ink wells. Amara closed the Hollinger box, locked the hold cage, and walked home with her mind already writing the first draft of a finding aid addendum she hoped she would never have to publish. She hoped wrong.